Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 23. Our air date is Thursday, June 5th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the incomparable
Butter Peep.
She is still there. She has not kicked me out of the house, so we're feeling pretty good about things. We are joined tonight by our special guest. This is Detroit Trouble. Kid Lightning is joining us tonight. Thank you so much for being here, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing today, man? It's a pleasure.
We are doing great. We are so happy to have Detroit represented on the show.
Hell yeah. I love the intro music there. I was getting down with
you know what? It's fun. It's fun to see the guests having fun too.
Oh yeah.
So the Detroit Trouble band has been around for a bit. You talk about the sound as transforming the blues with a rock flair. Tell us what that means.
Well, it's coming from the early 20s blues sound from what happened at the crossroads in the turn of the century with the great story of Robert Johnson selling his soul to the devil at the crossroads on the corner of Highway 41 and 61 and 49 down in Clarksdale, Mississippi, which I just recently got to visit for the first time, which was really exciting, on a motorcycle trip and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
But our sound is of the next generation of blues rockers that took that sound of what ZZ Top and other bands like that of the day did with the blues sound of yesterday and rocked it up and use their own influences, like a pot of gumbo made a really good stew out of it. We're taking it to the next level and including, you know, modern day issues and things of that nature and what people here in the city experience and what's happened in the city and taking all that together and forming a new type of sound, which is what you're currently hearing from the music that we're putting out.
It's pretty amazing. And it's pretty emotional. And for somebody that has been singing the praises of the city of Detroit, even when things were bad, it's nice to hear this sort of a sound coming out and praising the city like you guys do.
Thank you. Yeah, we love the city.
Mm-hmm. You list some of your influences as John Lee Hooker and Howlin' Wolf and then Van Halen. How does that come into what you're playing? I can hear it. So tell me about that. How did that all come about?
Just kind of like being in a really musically diverse household, I guess, because my father was a sort of last of the greasers type of character, which was he was born in late 50s mm-hmm. and passed away in the about like 8 years ago.
Okay.
And you know, his and my mom's taste for music were a little different. My mom was a little bit more vast. My dad, like I said, you know, being a greaser type, you know, he listened to the doo-wop, American Graffiti.
Sure.
American
sure.
Graffiti soundtrack was like a double LP that I had growing up in the 90s. You know, one of the really lucky kids to have a ton of vinyl and VHS tapes growing up in the 90s.
Yeah.
And basically, his flair and taste for that kind of style of music mixed with, the Mechanics thing and, you know, my mother's taste for music, which was a little more diverse. Like she was really into Marshall Tucker. A lot of the, you know, like 70s outlaw country. And, she also liked a lot of rock and roll. She definitely liked early Van Halen and, you know, like Take Your Whiskey Home, songs like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a lot of older country stuff too going on, but yeah. Anyways, go ahead and continue.
No, it's another one of the things that you mentioned that are talked about in the research that we found is the blue collar influence here. And certainly Detroit is as blue collar a big city as you're going to find. But
yes, sir.
You talk about all of the members of the current band and members of your past band basically work the blue collar jobs to continue your music careers. That's admirable.
Yeah, well, until it pays the bills, you know, which is something that we as a business we're working on, because we're very business oriented as well. You know, it's not all, you know, yesteryear, you know, the sex, drugs, rock and roll lifestyle. With us, it's, since we are blue collar tradesmen type folks, you know, there is a huge business organization kind of going on within what you don't see on stage.
Sure.
So the three of us, you know, we regularly have meetings and, you know, attend stuff like that. And we're always constantly networking. You know, the whole blue collar thing comes from, like, kind of starts with me. But, like, I'm a third generation mechanic. I've been twisting wrenches with my dad since I was about 5 years old. And I kind of got, you know, like most kids like myself, you know, I kind of got forced into it, you know, for lack of a better term. So,
yeah, well, that's what you know, do. You follow what dad did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you wind up holding the flashlight and hearing all the good words, you know. So, and then, no, you
it's
don't
an
hold
education.
It there. You hold it over here. You know? Yeah, you know. So I had that kind of rough background upbringing where there wasn't a whole lot of luck and there wasn't a whole lot of sunshine and lollipops, per se. You know, it was... a lot of pops in the head sometimes for doing the wrong things and whatnot and learning the hard way.
And that's where the blues becomes the rock.
The blues to me was the infusion and the understanding at a very early age of like the outlaw sort of coolness of being a bad boy and, you know, kind of running away from home type stuff, you know.
Well, I think that's probably reflected pretty well in the first one that we've got queued up for you. This is called Time Machine. Give us a little bit about the background with this song.
Really kind of pulling hard on our Van Halen influence, you know, and mixing the hard rock kind of vibe in there, you know, the hook. The song itself, it kind of started off just like a little jam thing, had an idea, and we just sit there and we manipulate and formulate a song idea with a song plot and, you know, kind of articulate it like a Bob Ross painting and boom, here you go.
Well, let's put a nice little tree in this corner.
All the happy trees.
Yeah, they're all happy. And you're going to be happy after you hear this one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Time Machine.
Welcome to the city. You a bag for a hundred and don't see eye to eye, no. Motherfuckers online acting like your bro. Come and take a ride with me. Back in time of what we had. You can find me in my time machine. Traveling on down them bumpy roads. City don't care, they just reload. Lining them pockets with your cash. Everybody trying to rob your stash. And all them so-called friends of mine. Gonna have my back now. We'll be right back. wine, girl. She made me feel oh so good. Ain't nothing like Detroit whiskey. I sure do love my city. Y'all give me that word I need it. Do what I do till I bleed it.
Yes, sir. That is Time Machine from Detroit Trouble. And Kid Lightning is with us. And I've got to tell you, there's a little special song or a little special story that Quarter Peep needs to tell you about that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can go there. So those that know me, I'm kind of like going through like this weight loss journey. And so last week I made it 3 miles without stopping. And just
in
so
running,
you know.
Running.
Just so you know, Time Machine is on Quarter Peep's playlist. So like I get to like mile number 2, Time Machine goes on and I'm like, oh yeah, I got this. So yeah, just so you know,
you
need a motivator.
Not only are you supporting Detroit, you've got a motivational song out there too.
Man, well, good for you, Quarter Peep. That's fucking good shit.
All right. Hey, we gotta take a quick little break here. Let's pay some bills, and we're gonna come back on the other side, talk a little bit about the creative process with Detroit Trouble. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
It's the new party of the summer, the Country Roads Music Festival at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan, July 18, 19, and 20. Restless Road, Colt Ford, and Drew Baldridge are your headliners, and they're going to be joined on stage by a host of VCS alums, including Louie Lee, Ryan J., Michaela Prue, Gasoline Gypsies, Kay Harper, Blue Sky, and many more. There are a host of ticket packages available. This is going to be the one you want to be at. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com is where you get your tickets. We'll see you there July 18, 19, and 20.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound. We are with Kid Lightning from Detroit Trouble. We just had some fun with Time Machine. We learned a little bit about Quarter Peep's workout routine. Who would have thought that would have made it way in tonight? But how do things evolve when you and the boys are writing these songs? What's your creative process?
I'll give you 3 answers, and ain't none of them true. you know, it's kind of simplistic. The complex part is just kind of making it happen sometimes, as kind of everybody gets writer's block or whatever, you know, but for the most part, it's pretty magical, man. You know, we get in the room and the magic occurs, you know, when the 3 of us are just in that right headspace, you know, we just jump in the room. There's no like amount of liquor or alcohol or whatever in the world that could ever create something better, you know, because we're usually pretty level headed. We might have like a drink or two, and that's just to get a little loose feeling and just jump in there and start, you know, with ideas. You know, a lot of times it starts with my idea, something I came up with. Either I have like a part of the song or half or even a whole part of the song, and we just start putting it together. So, yeah, then we laugh and joke about it, make fun of each other, whatever, you know.
Do you find yourselves refining things frequently, or do you get, this is the line, this is what we want to do, we'll do it, and we're happy at that point?
Well, mostly it's kind of, I don't know, it's pretty straightforward with us, you know. It's kind of like we kind of just see the light right at the end of the tunnel, and we just go for it and grab it, you know. Especially with the 3 songs that you got on there now, because we do have other songs that are in the works, on a constant basis, you know, with our weekly meetings and whatnot. The three songs, though, Time Machine, Hot in the D, and Shine, those three songs in particular, they all just kind of came right together with just having a root idea.
Well, and I'll tell you something. Hot in the D is my new jam. It just right and on. the video that goes with it is phenomenal. It's fun Thank for you. Me, and I as I said when I started out, and I'm showing my bias, and folks from all over the country that are listening to us, Chuck out in L.A. Sorry, dude, you got nothing compared to Detroit. And when you see some of the scenescapes and the angles that you guys have on that video, Detroit is a beautiful city. Folks don't realize sir. That. Folks listen to what the media and everybody else says about Detroit. Hot in the D should be the Chamber of Commerce song for the city of Detroit. I mean, it's just, you show it. They may want to edit out a couple of scenes.
Yeah, like where I'm flipping the camera off, flying down the freeway on my Harley.
They might not like that. Hey, but I'll tell you what, though, you show some of the apps, the architecture, everything that's gorgeous about Detroit, and I love Detroit at night too. You know, it's right. And that's what you're showing, and it's hot in the D.
That's what it's about, you know. I mean, initially that song is about every blue collar man or woman, you know, in the city when they get off work. You know, and it's Friday, payday, you know, basically they want to go downtown and, you know, get loud and rowdy and wild. And, you know, here it goes, you know, we're jumping on the bike, we're heading downtown and look out, here we come.
And we tear it up.
That's right. That's what that song's about. Yeah.
Hey, let's give this one a listen. This is Detroit Trouble, Hot in the D.
Like a cigar on my
Yes, it is. It's hot in the D tonight. That's Detroit trouble.
No, man, it's raining down here.
Well, I don't know. We play that song, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That is another rocker. Absolutely love that one. Hey, you know, we were taking a look through things. You've got a solid schedule coming up this summer. And in fact, this show's coming out on the 5th of June. In another couple days, on June 11th, you're at one of our favorite haunts, the Intersection in Grand Rapids. You got some good things going on.
Yes, sir. We're going to be hanging out with the Texas Hippie Coalition for about the third time, I think. And the last couple times we played with them was at Harpo's. Now we're going to go out to Grand Rapids and support them out there. But yeah, we're very excited for that. Yeah, no,
You got another one on schedule that has got my interest peaked. Whiskey a Go Go.
Yeah,
going to Hollywood.
Oh yeah, well, we're jumping on the plane and taking Detroit with us.
All right, tell them what it's like out there, would you?
Oh, I know, it's gonna be our first time out there. You know, first time stepping foot in that venue. It was such a legendary place, from everybody from Van Halen to the Doors. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, LA Guns.
You bet.
Guns N' Roses. You know, so many legendary acts have performed there over the years. And, you know, now we're going to get a chance to step foot in there and be direct support for a Godsmack tribute out of Houston, Texas.
Way.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. I love Godsmack, too.
Me, too. They're
a pretty big influence on me. You know?
Well, and the thing that I find cool about this, so you're playing these big venues. Intersection's a pretty good size venue in GR. It's legendary there as well. But you're back playing the Boat Bar on the 13th of September in Otisville, Michigan. And we are going to be there front row. So we're going to be doing some fun things with you there.
All right.
That's because this is kind of our backyard. This is where we're in the area here, and we saw that and said, all right, we're coming out. We're going to come out and see Kid Lightning and the gang there too. Where do folks find you if they want to know where you're going to be playing and how to get a hold of things? And oh, by the way, you made my wallet lighter because quarter peep, tell them what you found.
Okay, so those know me, I love Birch, and you definitely check out their website, because not only do they have onesies for babies, the cutest woman's t-shirt, but they have makeup bags. Are you kidding me? Yes.
Yeah. You can thank the pink-haired one over here for that. That's my lady.
Great job.
Absolutely. That was her idea, and she runs our merchandise table, so she also offers a free hug with every purchase. So,
come
get you a free hug and buy some swag, baby. But yeah,
We're gonna take care of that on the 13th of September.
The best way you can find us is to smack that QR code right there. I'll put that up on the camera. If it'll focus at all. But yeah. A lot of these you'll find in bathroom stalls. You'll find these everywhere, man. You'll find them in brand new. You'll find them in brand new shirts at the mall. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I'm pretty creative like that.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm always love that, man. I go to work with a stack of business cards in my pocket. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's what you got to do, though. So many of the folks that you like what you guys are doing with the Joy Trouble, and a number of the folks that we've talked about. It's a grind. You got to do it every day, all the time.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah. I crash hard some days. You know, there's not enough Red Bull in the world that, you know, can help or, you know, fix the need or the necessity to say, dude, just wake up and go do it, man.
Yeah.
All you can do, man. And you gotta love it, because sometimes everything else around you starts kind of crashing and there's problems. You know, nothing's perfect. Nobody is perfect. And, you know, there is things that arise. You know, you got to make sure that you love it, you know, and because sometimes even the music don't love you, you know. I've been there once or twice.
Well, I'll tell you something, buddy, and the rewarding thing from our standpoint is we get to meet folks like you when we're doing this show, and that love what you're doing and that are doing the right things, and that's what makes it worthwhile from our standpoint. No doubt about that.
Hell yeah.
So can fans go again? What's the name of the website? If they couldn't see the bark or the QR code, what's the name of the website?
So you can go right over to DetroitTroubleBand.com, and that will contain all of our social media links, our YouTube, the TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Those are the platforms that we are on. As far as streaming our music, we definitely love it when you go to Spotify and stream. And we love it even more when you go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button, because that helps us out the most.
That's the key. That is the key. And you will find that video for Hot in the D on YouTube. Subscribe when you see it. It's primo, guys. You got to see it. You got to watch that video. As I say, the new Chamber of Commerce video for the city of Detroit. We're going to pitch it from our end. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, I'll be there with bells on, my cowboy boots. Let's go.
All right. Hey, the last one that we've got queued up, Kid Lightning, is Shine. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So this one's kind of more or less from the driver's seat of my dad's pickup truck, and him and my mom's kind of fallen in love story. They were together. They found each other in 1979, and they stayed together all the way up until they passed away a couple years ago recently. It just kind of follows that sort of finding somebody and, you know, sticking with them forever type thing. And it's not like specifically about them, but it's inspired kind of by that. And given that kind of like Bob Seger-ish sort of singer-songwriter ballad vibe.
And it feels a little more bluesy to me, too. This song feels like it goes a little more to the heart of the formation of the band.
It kind of does, just because of the simple fact, how heavy the blues influence is. I could never like not show that in what I write and what I do, because it's like carbon footprint, right? That's kind of it, and why, you know.
All right, let's give this one a listen. Detroit Trouble and Shine.
Run.
Another great story and another great song from Detroit Trouble. That's Shine. Kid Lightning, this has been a lot of fun tonight, dude. This has been a lot of fun. Your band is tops, and we really enjoy what we've heard. We really enjoyed having you on tonight.
Well, I really enjoy you guys' vibe, you know. And to go back on what you were elaborating on with the Shine song, I kind of had a little brain fart or whatever. it's kind of like a Bob Seger ballad meets like Patience, Guns N' Roses kind of vibe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That solo at the end is kind of more or less like a ZZ Top kind of feel that I just kind of pulled out of my rear end one night. We were trying to come up with something, you know, to finish the top off this song. And Captain Kirk, our bass player, he was like, well, why don't you just, you know, plug in and kind of do something electric and whatnot? Because I wanted the song to kind of have an acoustic vibe, but it still have this like clean electric tone or tonality about it. And yeah, it came together pretty nicely, I thought.
Oh, so
I'm playing a acoustic and electric on that, and then I'm in the background. I'm actually playing tambourine, and then playing some shakers and stuff in the background on the solo. So I'm like doing a little percussion and stuff. It was fun, yeah.
Well, it's got it. It's another great tune.
Thank you
guys. All of the music that we heard tonight, it's inspiring and it's fun, and you guys have got it. There's no question about it.
Well, I'll be seeing you guys at the Boat Bar.
Oh, yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. I hope the credit card is lined up that night.
We'll send you some double credit. Don't worry.
Hey, we like that. We like that a lot. Quarter Peep, who do we got coming up next?
Yes, so next week we have Silver King.
We're looking forward to that one as well. Hey, we had just an absolute blast with Kid Lightning tonight, and we are looking forward to seeing you very, very soon. Good luck with everything you got going on this summer. Hope you have fun with it, and we will see you at the Boat Bar.
Awesome, guys. My pleasure. And you guys have a rocking-ass day. Yeah, we'll see you next time.
You got it. Hey, that's a wrap on tonight's show. One more time, we're thanking Detroit Trouble, Kid Lightning, for being with us. All of you out there in podcast land, don't forget to like us. Don't forget to get out there to YouTube and subscribe. We appreciate all you're doing with that. If you know another band like Detroit Trouble, that I don't know that there's another band like Detroit Trouble, but if you know somebody similar to Detroit Trouble you want us to get on the show, drop us a line at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You want to know where we're going to be, what we're doing, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. We appreciate all your support and the love. Thank you so much for being with us. One more time, Kid Lightning, thank you. Detroit Trouble, appreciate you being here.
Vehicle City Sound rocks, man.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a great night. Be good.
You as well now. Bye-bye.